Oh, it is so cold in here. Oh, we need to do something about that. Oh, my bad. Wait a second. There we go. Must have been pretty weird just hearing a voice. Sometimes I just forget. Oh, wow. I really am getting bad at this. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Hestia, goddess of the hearth and home. I know it's probably really strange for you, me being here, but I suppose you're just gonna have to trust me. This is kind of my thing. Should that be a defining reason for me being here? Well, I am the goddess of the hearth and home, and I like to check in from time to time, make sure everything's in order, make sure everything's happy and warm, and it looks like both of those things need tending to at the moment, so here I am. No, please, don't be sorry. I'm here to help you. There we go. Oof, we really need to warm this place up. Nope, you stay there, please. Let me. Taking care of these things brings me a joy like no other. It really is my life's work, so please. Thank you. Now, we need to get you warmed up a little quicker than the fire is able to. Let me see. What I have in my bag. One blanket. And a two. Oh, yeah, it is much bigger on the inside. Well, it was a precious gift from Daedalus on my 2000th birthday. He's always had an appreciation for my fondness for humankind, I guess. I can't help it. I love humankind. Well, it contains just about anything I can use to uphold my duties. Plus a few snacks and my payment to my nephew Hephaestus. He's the one who tends the hearth at Olympus when I make trips like this. Oh, you know, he likes what he likes. A few earthly gems for his smith work, and he's pretty happy. Aha. Okay, these are for your feet. I believe you call them. Oh, wait, I know this. You call them. Slippers? Slipper socks? Socks that make your feet extra warm. Right. Anyway, these ones, they're lined with the feathers of Pegasus, so your feet should be nice and toasty in no time. There we are. And these, I'm going to just drape over you. Oh, well, these are no ordinary blankets. You don't feel anything because the material is weightless. I'm not going to tell you where I got the material lest I get into trouble. Nice and snug. Good. I think we're getting there now. What else do you need? I think you need something warm to drink. How does hot chocolate sound? Yeah. This drink is quite possibly one of the best things to be invented by humans. I always carry some with me. Well, whenever there's a problem between my siblings, the lure of hot chocolate always seems to set things straight. It seems they always need their big sister to sort things out. There. Here you go. Now, the fire is stoked. The room is warming up. Perfect. How are you feeling? Still a little chilly? I can see it. I think I know what the problem is here. Yes, there's only so much that physical warmth can do. Budge up. So I can cuddle you, silly. Stop it. You're just like Hades. You don't know what's good for you. Trust me, big sister hugs are almost healing, and I think you need a little of that right now. Let me hold you. No, that's okay. You keep all the blankets. I'm fine. Yes, I am abnormally warm, I suppose, compared to a human. How is that? Oh, good. Good. Just relax, okay? The more you relax, the more you're going to warm up. Just let yourself warm up from the inside out. I can stay as long as you need me to, okay? You remind me a lot of my younger siblings, actually. Except you're nowhere near as mischievous. You're very sweet, little human. Close your eyes. Try and sleep. I'll tell you a tale. My brothers, you see, they're always causing trouble on Mount Olympus. There was one time where Hephaestus was tasked with crafting a great sword for a mighty warrior. I remember it took days just to gather the materials, and whilst he was away, Poseidon descended to the volcano where the forge resides, and he waited and waited. He waited 3 days and 3 nights for Hephaestus to return, and then he began his mischief. He's always telling Hephaestus that he needs to lighten up and laugh a little, and so as soon as the fire was hot enough and Hephaestus began working, Poseidon started dousing the flames below with just enough water that the metal became unworkable. This continued for a day or so before Hephaestus realized that his uncle was just up to no good. His rage was immeasurable, and the volcano above the forge erupted so suddenly that it couldn't be ignored even by Olympus. You can bet that I marched Poseidon straight back down to apologize and promise never to disturb him again, lest he be banished to Tartarus. He was in so much trouble. But I guess that's what families are like. Sleep now.